I'm standing on the giant rock overlook at Cooper's Rock. It's the spot best known in the state forest. The rock is about the size of a large living room. You can see for miles. It overlooks the Cheat River and the basin, and in every direction is the Appalachian Mountains covered in lush green trees. Jan Jerzak is the Cooper's Rock Park superintendent. He describes what we see to our left from the overlook.
Not a lot of lights. There's not a lot of stuff going on that direction.
And to the right,
we're looking at Morgantown. You can see the Morgantown Airport. You can see the water tower there and the long straight line. Beyond it, you can actually see the WVU Coliseum.
We walk over to the furthest corner of the rock. We can see the full forest below us with the Cheat River snaking its way through the valley. About 300,000 people come each year to see this view, and one of their main questions is, who is this man named Cooper?
Everyone thinks Cooper's Rock is like a rock named after someone named Cooper. I want to see Cooper's Rock.
It turns out he doesn't exist. There is no Cooper.
It's actually named after a profession, which is a cooper, someone who built barrels.
Like the barrels used for aging bourbon. The legend is that a fugitive cooper lived here in this forest in the early 1800s. He very likely hung out here at this overlook as the forest eventually became known as Cooper's Rock.
The legend states that there was an outlaw that lived in the forest and he would steal the lumber and would build barrels. Back in that day, there was a lot of commerce in the area. They were using timber to fuel the iron furnaces, early trade, things like that. So he would sell the barrels to them and make a living while living here on the forest illegally.
There's very little record on this outlaw, but it's not hard for Jan to imagine what he might have looked like.
I always picture him as just like your typical woodsman running around the woods, probably beard, probably, you know, just a bit dirty because hiding out. There's a few caves on the park that along the hill, so I predict he's probably in there and just someone you don't want to mess with, but also probably a good sense of humor. You have to have one to live out here and do what he did.
And that's the legend behind the name of Cooper's Rock State Forest. We might never know the exact details, but it's fun to imagine. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Caitlin Tan at Cooper's Rock.